Oh no! It gets worse!
How?
Dear William Jordan and EPB, I'm afraid I have a devastating dilemma for you. I'm currently house-sitting for my parents whilst they're away on holiday for a week. On the first night, after a few glasses of wine, I got under the bed to plug my phone charger into the wall. There I found a very pretty shoebox.
Oh, no, don't look in the shoebox under the bed.
Oh, I don't even know if I can read this.
Why would you bloody look? Why?
Imagine my shock as I opened it to find my mother's very large and realistic battery-powered boyfriend. Hindsight is great, and I know now that I should have left it there, but my curiosity would unfortunately get the better of me. Being alone and horny, and also quite impressed by the XL veiny monster I had in my hands...
No.
Oh, no!
No. She did not use a mum's dildo. Tell me you are. Tell me. Well, please. Please.
People are disgusting.
She did not.
I gave it a wash, turned it on, and slipped it in. So not to go into too much detail, all I'll say is the beast was amazing. It hit all the right spots. Upon closer in...
Oh, no! It gets worse!
How? How does it get worse? She's using her mum's dildo, for Christ's sake!
No!
What?
The only markings were a faint name on the base embossed in the plastic. It read... Clone a Willy.
Oh, no.
Turns out I've been getting the best orgasms of my life from a replica of my father's penis. How am I meant to proceed from here?
I think we're done.
What's your advice? Regards, Melissa.
It's been a great 5 years.
Yeah.
This is it. We've peaked. I'm actually speechless.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Hirsch, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Yellow alone.
Are you speechless, too?
I am, because I'm... Why? I mean, there's so many problems from that in the very beginning.
Yeah.
To even continue on after...
Yeah. So, this is from a British podcast called Sexted My Boss. I don't know, and I've seen lots of different podcasts that get this, and I don't know how the fuck they get this, but where people send them stories. Send me stories. Give us fucking please. Shit to talk about. I love, like, you know, but, I mean, I would not have believed this. Okay. Maybe this is my story. I would not have believed this if I didn't seen and look into the Clone My Willy not too long ago. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, that's not a thing. But it came across something and I'm like, that's not real. And so I looked it up and I'm like, oh. It's real. You can make a dildo of your own dick.
Yeah.
And, why would you use your... Why would you use mom's dildo in the first place?
I don't know. I mean, that's the other problem. I mean...
I think the biggest problem... Right? I mean, you would use... I don't know, your mom's brush or... You know, you can wash things, make them so they're not your mom.
Yeah.
But she seemed completely unbothered that she was getting plunked by a replica of her dad's penis.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the part I think that made it the weirdest. I mean, for one, it's you're taking your mom's... Ew. I mean, I guess, yeah, she washed it, but still ew.
Yeah.
And then to find out it's a replica of... Wow.
But, I like I said, it's definitely you, but there are ways to get your mind around it that, you know, sanitize and blah, 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 blah.
Go buy your own.
Those are expensive. Can you imagine the inflation rate on a perfect penis like her dad's?
Oh. Well, I mean, she even did say that it was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that it cracked me the fuck up.
What's funny is I saw that one and I never thought about sending it to you, but I didn't. And yeah.
So many of the things you send me, like I've already seen. I yeah. think we're on a similar path on our FYP.
I think so. I think so.
You know, of things we like, but yeah, that one cracked me. And I think it cracks me up because it's not me, right? Like, I don't, as of today, I don't have to worry about that shit, but you never know.
Yikes.
You never know down the road. It's so fucking hot in here. I am fucking just, my arms look like Curly's when he takes the glove off from Of Mice and Men. They're just glistening.
Wow.
Fucking glistening. Oh, fuck. So gross. So gross. Oh, I don't even know where. I know where else I wanted to go. I know where else I wanted to go. Well, it's not uh-oh. That's actually quite a bit cleaner than this. That's for sure. I've only seen, so the last few days at the gym, the ad keeps popping up on TV, but I don't have the sound, so I've not been able to necessarily watch it. And yeah. What I know, but I saw there's a new
Miracle Workers.
Yeah.
I've been watching it.
Oh, is it already out?
Yeah, it's already out. It's the End Times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've watched it. I guess we're what?
Season 4.
Yeah, it's season 4. I'm trying to figure out how many episodes we are into it.
7.
But it's not, it's good, but it's not, I don't think it's good as the first 3 seasons. I think they kind of fell off on this one.
Okay.
But, I mean, I still like it. I mean, it's enjoyable.
Which is
but.
Weird because it seems like it's been a while since they, you know, in between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, it is so hot.
New boob sweating? Yeah.
My fucking face, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It is hot in here. That's... So we were talking off air. That's one of the reasons, like, I was going to the gym was, like, I kept going through being sick, is trying to sweat out, you know, whatever it was I fucking got.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, Tosh got sick Tuesday while camping, but she got stung by a yellow jacket, and you know, that can just make you feel like shit, period. And so we kind of atoned it up to that. And then we got home and she wasn't doing any better. Thursday night into Friday, I woke up at like 3 o'clock and I don't think I stopped shit until Saturday. Had an okay day Sunday, and then I had to use the public restroom 3 times yesterday. And when the third time hit, as I'm walking out of the bathroom, I called my boss. I'm like, I'm going home. Like, 3's my limit for public poop places. I'm going home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever, like,
yeah,
almost forget how to use toilet paper?
Yeah, just because I love the bidet so much.
That, you know, first time... Right, I'm used to just dabbing the water off with a couple squares.
Mm-hmm.
That first time that you're out in public, or like when we went camping, you're like, oh, I got to do this 3 or 4 times, make sure all the poo's gone. Like, they need a portable bidet.
They do. Like I said, that's, so you just got to get a squirt gun and walk around with a super soaker.
Only when I'm rich enough that I can walk around with somebody squirting that super soaker.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You got to get the right angle, so you pretty much have to have the super soaker in the toilet.
You know, it's funny. Tasha used to watch me grab my phone and shit, and before phones, I'd grab the crossword book or the newspaper, you know, and go in the bathroom. Pretty soon, it's going to be me walking in with my bidet and a fucking crescent wrench. Like, you think I took long poops before? Wait till it takes me 20 minutes to put this on, poop, then 20 minutes to take it off.
That's it.
Yeah. A portable bidet would just be a camping bidet.
A camping bidet. That just something that just you could sit there, and I mean, even if it was like pump operated, like, you know, foot, you could like push with your feet and squirt the water out, something.
I was just
there's gotta be some way. Someone had to have made one.
That would be super easy. With the foot action pump.
Man.
All you need is
you can get them.
What?
There are portable bidets. They're handheld. You almost like have to like reach in between your you know, and squirt up between your butt, between your nuts.
Interesting.
They're like squeeze bottles.
They look like poo douches.
With a bendy straw.
They look like poo douches.
Pretty much.
That looks like a thing of Summer's Eve.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't put it in the butthole, I don't think. I'm pretty sure you just spray the butthole.
Hey, don't fucking judge me.
Hey, whatever works for you, man. I mean, I guess, you know, you got to get it clean all the way up there.
Don't fucking judge me.
I guess you need to get all the way out there when you're full of shit. Sorry, I had to.
$11.
See?
For the 11-inch.
Oh, is that
the portable bidet comes in lengths. You can get an 11, a 13, or a 16. I told you they're for going up asses. So you could see over here on the right, that's the suit I bought. That doesn't fit. That's the suit I bought.
You're going to wear that to work?
So I got to go to LA next week for work, and we have our annual sales meetings. And Thursday they're doing a monster gala. And they rented out where they do the Oscars and Grammys and all that.
Oh, nice.
And it's a big green carpet affair, they call it, and we're doing our award show and all that shit. And so, yeah. And I figured a monster green suit would be awesome. Plus it's shorts, which any chance, anything I can fight to do to get shorts, I'm in on.
That would be awesome.
And it doesn't fit.
It's, why isn't that one guy wearing a shirt with his? That's just weird.
What's that?
There's one guy that they on the left, he's not wearing a shirt under his suit jacket.
Well, black people can do anything and look cool.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring race into this, but...
I'll bring... When it's that cool? If I did it, they'd be like, what the fuck? That guy does it, only the racists say what the fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
All right? That guy's got the gold chain and the fucking watch. Looks good.
Yeah.
The Fu Manchu goatee there. Yeah, so I'm screwed. I got to go and buy something else now.
Does the jacket? Oh, I guess it wouldn't matter because the shorts was the whole piece, the main piece.
So I have the jacket. The jacket fits. And I did buy, like, black shorts, but I don't know. I think I want the whole thing to match, right?
Can you just get pants that matched it and cut them off? And then hem them?
Yeah, come I on. Have to know how to
you
hem.
Should know at least. We had to take freaking, well, I guess we didn't have to, but I remember taking it. We took home ec in high school
or
junior high.
I did not.
I took it in junior high. We had to learn how to hem and sew.
So I can sew. I can sew a pole by hand. But I wouldn't trust my work for more than a little bit.
That's all you need it for is a little bit.
Yeah, but if I had to do a hem, I know about halfway through that I'd be in a hurry and get bored, and my stitches would be 2 inches across.
True.
You know, I'd rather put it up. Because I remember I always had my legs are short. I was always like a 29 length. Well, especially back when we were younger, you know, they didn't make a lot of sizes. And if your waist size went up, typically the length went up with the pants as well.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do is I would, instead of hemming them, I would, you know, make your cuff or whatever, and then safety pin, like my mom would do, so we could take the pants off, and then she could sew them.
Yeah, and then she'd never sew.
No, my mom always did.
Yeah. No, because I have the same problem. Like, all my pants are, I walk on my pants because I can never find any that actually fit the length, because I've got like a 28 or a 29 inch inseam like you do. So, and finding 28 or 29s is just, it doesn't work. So I've actually had a problem before where I hurt my heel from walking barefoot, and I was walking on the seam and actually bruised my heel.
Oh, not fun at all.
No.
Not fun at all. Yeah, so anyways, that was the suit. Now I don't know what I'm going to go with. I went and checked out K&G Fashion Superstore the other day.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday while I was at work, that's where I took my lunch because I didn't dare eat.
Yeah.
And I trusted the bathroom at a clothing store more than I trusted the 7-Elevens and stores I was working in.
Yeah.
So I took my lunch there and looked around at clothes. All I did was look just to get ideas, but it's so fucking hot in here. Fuck.
I mean, maybe you can find something in LA when you're down there.
I'll have no transportation.
Oh.
And no time. Literally.
That's not fun.
So Monster had to rent out 3 hotels, every room, to house us all. So they got us right around the Peacock Theater, which is where all our meetings are. And they have a limo shuttle that picks us up at the airport, takes us to the hotel, and we don't see that shuttle again until we go to the airport. So we're basically trapped in that little walking distance.
Not a long way to go. There might be something right there by the hotel. Do you know what hotel you're in?
Yeah.
Let's see, just look next to the hotel. Maybe there's a mall or something.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
All these people that are like restaurants and their maps, and I don't know what I'm doing. No fucking
clue. Yeah, more about that stuff.
Oh my.
Horrible at that.
God, this is gross.
You melting?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and I went for like a 10-mile bike ride earlier today, and I was killing me. So
I did not go to the gym today. I walked instead. Yesterday we went, and the heat shut down 4 of the 6 lights between here and the gym. And we went at like 5 o'clock at night and in rush hour, and it took me 40 minutes to go 5 miles. Yesterday. And so I didn't know if it was the same way today or not. So at 5 o'clock, I put dinner on. At 5:10, I walked out the door, came back in at 6, pulled dinner out, and there we went.
Thanks. It's no fun. That's horrible in traffic. It's not bad. It just gets bad here because they're freaking dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, I was up in your neck of the woods today. I had to go up to Tahali. Holy fuck. Is that where the Illuminati live?
I think so. You go up to that new 7-Eleven they're building?
Yeah. Yeah, it pissed me off that we were supposed to set that store today and the Glides didn't show up. So I got up extra early to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get turned around at 5:30 and be like, oh, we don't have the stuff. Not coming until tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, I've been up there. I've ridden up there, that my bike up that big-ass freaking hill sucked.
Oh, well, yeah.
But coming down it, I got the bike up to 41 miles an hour coming down that fucker.
Woo!
Yeah. When you're going that fast on a pedal bike, you feel it.
Yeah. Not only that, but I don't know what it was like when you did that, but there was quite a few, like, construction cones and shit all around this morning driving up there.
Yep, there was. I had to kind of dodge a few of those as I was going, but it worked.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. But 41, yeah. I was puckering.
Well, yeah. I was puckering. On those little itty-bitty wheels and...
Yeah.
No thanks, man. That hard seat.
No, I wasn't. My foot, my feet weren't, or my butt wasn't touching the seat at that point. I was pretty much standing up.
Because
I knew I was screwed if something went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. Turn into sports a little bit, as we are both relatively big baseball fans in general, mm-hmm. and Mariner fans on top of it. Congratulations to Felix Hernandez.
We're getting in the Hall of Fame?
The Mariners Hall of Fame, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that?
I watched a little bit of it. I have a friend of mine, Dexter, who is like somehow like he's becoming a photographer with Ken Griffey Jr. So he got a bunch of pictures and has a bunch of behind the scenes crap because he got all this stuff. Like he got the picture, one of the pictures of when Felix and Ken Griffey Jr. were taking the picture together, doing the selfie.
Okay.
So, and then he actually posted the picture of Griffey's side of the selfie because Griffey texted it to him.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Mariners Facebook page did the whole thing live.
Oh, wow.
And which is good because, you know, I don't got Root Sports, so I can't watch it on TV. And so I was just, I didn't realize I knew he was going in this year. I didn't realize Saturday was the night, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was just sitting on the couch, like I said, I didn't leave much of the couch at all, scrolling Facebook. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, and I caught it right at the beginning. Like, I maybe missed the first 2 minutes of Rick Riz's monologue as he was introducing the front office people.
Yeah.
But I saw him bring out which Mariners were there, at least from the Hall of Fame. It was Alvin Davis was there. Edgar was there. Griffey was there. Ichiro was there. Moyer was there. That may have been it from the Hall of Fame. Oh, and Dan Wilson was there.
Yeah.
Buehner was not. That was his birthday, I guess. And he did put a, like, send a video in, you know, congratulating him or whatever. And it looked like he was out in the woods somewhere, probably hunting or...
I mean, hey.
Doing Buehner things, you know.
Yeah. And he's got all those big trucks.
Yeah. And then Randy Johnson sent one in. And then the very end, it was kind of cool. They, Adrian Beltre sent one in. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't be there, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, I'm just kidding. Hold on a second. And you see him stand up and walk out the tunnel. And so Beltre came out and surprised him, which was super cool. You know, say what you will, nationally, Felix may not ever be a Hall of Famer. You know, Seattle, one of the things about our favorite players, and I'll even put Buehner in this category, because really he didn't play many games professionally for the Yankees.
Right? No.
His whole professional career was here in Seattle.
Well, did he? No, I think he played, like, I think it was only like 30 or 40, like, games in the
over
big
a
leagues.
Couple seasons.
Yeah, I think it was only one season. I think he was like in their minor league system and came up for like one season.
Okay. I was going to look that up.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at real quick.
Um, But Edgar, right? We both love Edgar. I think in past conversations, we've put him on our Mariners Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Whole career with Seattle. You know, Griffey left. Ichiro left.
So, yeah, Jay Buhner was in New York for 22 or for 7 games in 1987. He played 25 games in 88. And then...
was traded that year, right?
Traded to the Mariners and played 60 games. So he played a total of 32 games.
Yeah.
As a Yankee, and then the rest of his career was with Seattle.
But never left when he could have for money. You know.
Yeah.
That and that's one thing I will give Griffey credit for. Griffey did not leave for money.
No.
Griffey said all along he wanted to go home and play. I at least understand that. I understand that, like Marchand saying he wanted to go home to play, and that's why he went and down to Oakland.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fault a guy when they want to go home. But those guys, and don't get me wrong, Felix made really, really good money.
But one thing I got to say with Marchand, whose sideline do you see him on now?
He was in Cleveland just last week.
Okay, I see him on Seattle all the time. Yeah.
They brought him in as a special coach for a week or something to help with some running back stuff. Dan Wilson, similar to Buhner, played a total of 48 games for the Reds before getting traded.
Yep.
And then played the rest of his career with Seattle. You know, that type of stuff I love. Now, don't get me wrong, Jamie Moyer, right? He got traded here, played for, I think, Chicago and Texas and, you know, but built that relationship doing all the community shit.
Yeah.
You know, I just love that. All my favorite ballplayers are that way. Tony Gwynn was that way. He could have... He rotted in San Diego. You know? San Diego wasn't vying for fucking titles. He rotted there. Cal Ripken could have left Baltimore at any time.
Yep.
He had no real ties there. But didn't. I saw this. Let me see if I can find it again. I saw this thing on Tony Gwynn. Speaking of. So here's Tony Gwynn's statistics, and this just blew me away. I saw this, and I went, like, I knew how awesome he was. I didn't realize exactly how awesome he was. Tony Gwynn faced Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz a total of 323 times in his career. Struck out just 3 of those times.
Yeah.
Tony.
Those are some of the best pitchers.
Of his era, yeah.
Of his era. And he 3 times he struck out.
Gwynn struck out only 3 times in a game once.
Yeah.
Career hit or career 4 hit games, 45. Career 2 strikeout games, 34. Best career batting average with 2 strikes. Tony Gwynn, 302. The next, Wade Boggs at 262. Ichiro, if you're looking for somebody local or whatever, he was 7th at 253. Joey Gallo of the New York Yankees had 32 strikeouts in the month of June this year. Tony Gwynn had 27 strikeouts the last season of his career.
Wow.
Gwynn batted 300 every season but his rookie year. Pete Rose could return to baseball, go 750 for 750, and Tony Gwynn would still have a higher batting average. Pete Rose is the all-time hit leader. Let's see. Willie Mays was a 301 lifetime hitter in the big leagues. Tony Gwynn was a 302 lifetime hitter with two strikes. Gwynn struck out 434 times in his 20-year career, averaging 21.7 strikeouts a season. Last season, 129 players had struck out 22 times by the end of April.
Wow.
Yeah. The National Strikeout League, National League Strikeout Leader, Kyle Schwarber, 200. AL Strikeout Leader, Eugenio Suarez, 196. Tony Gwynn's total strikeouts during the entire decade of the 90s, 188.
I mean, Tony Gwynn was no joke.
Tony, and the final one, Tony Gwynn could have went 0 for 1,199 at the end of his career and still retired a 300 hitter.
Wow.
That's insane. But, and like I said, another guy, he played all 20 seasons in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, San Diego went to the World Series, I do think, twice in his career. No. One was the NLCS, and they lost to the Cubs, like 83-84. And then the other one was when Jim Leyritz thought he was Reggie Jackson for the Yankees and smacked a bunch of home runs against him.
Yeah.
And beat him. But, no, so back to Felix, though.
Dude, and the one thing, too, with Tony Gwynn, too, if you look, he spent 1 year in the minors.
Yeah.
That was it.
He was also a college player, so he came in. His year in the minors, he was, you know, a lot of players now are high school, so 18, so they are spending 4 or 5 years in the minors.
Yeah.
Put him at 23, 24 years old. You know, where Gwynn was at when he came in, he just went to college, because he went to San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and returned to coach San Diego State afterwards. Mm. So... I love that man. My favorite baseball player of all time, ever. Love that man. But
no, he's amazing.
Felix was, I'm telling you, I got choked up watching the whole thing. You know, sellout crowd, the entire place wearing the yellow K shirts. It was pretty good. It was pretty sweet to see, man.
That is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Was always a huge fan. You know, they said it over and over again in the monologue, like, you know, that's why people came to the stadium every fifth day. And you had to, because you didn't have a whole lot else to watch.
No.
You know, opening day starter 10 years in a row. He hit one home run in his career in his first ever major league at bat, and it was a grand slam. Thought that was cool. You know, yeah, just super cool. So congrats to Felix Hernandez.
He was a great, great player.
Yeah.
He's so nice. And he threw the only perfect game in Seattle Mariner history.
I believe you're right. We had three or four no-nos before him.
Yep.
Because I know Bosio, I think, was the first. And then Randy Johnson did it once, maybe twice with us. But, it's what you want in your hometown sports stars.
Yeah.
No different than fucking Steve Largent in Seattle. You know, he a lifer, you know. So the Mariners have thrown 6 no hitters,
but only one perfect game.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure he's the only one. What's really funny, actually, that's interesting, is a lot of people don't realize he actually technically became a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. He signed a contract and then waived it.
Felix, yeah.
Yeah, at the very end.
But the Mariners didn't want him.
Yeah.
I think they did him dirty.
I think they did him dirty, too.
And not let him go out the way he wanted. And that's what pisses me off, too, right? you have guys like Felix that didn't chase the money. And like I said, he got paid very nicely, but didn't chase the money, you know. Stayed when he could have left and went to contending teams. Yep. And, you know, then you're like, yeah, you're done. Goodbye. Yeah. Johnson threw the first one in 1990. No hitter. Then Bozzio. Oh, I forgot about this one. Kevin Millwood, Charlie Furbush, Stephen Pryor, Lucas Luque, Brandon Lee,
that's right.
And Tom Wisselman.
When they did the one together.
Yep. And then Felix Hernandez in 2012, same year. And then Iwakima threw one in 2015. And then James Paxton. And you're right. His is the only perfect game.
Yeah.
It was also the smallest margin of victory in a Mariners no-hitter.
Yeah, it was 1-0.
It was a tie with that six-pitcher one.
Yeah.
I remember when he threw that, because that was the year that his ERA was just forever, was like, I think, right around 2. But his record was like 7-15 or something.
Yeah.
10-15, whatever the fuck it was. Like, it wasn't good. And I remember when he threw that going, dude, you have to do that all the time so you can get your wins.
Yeah. Because that was a big problem they had. Because that was one of the years, you know, which was one of the biggest problems we had for a long time, was the Mariners just couldn't keep, like, they couldn't get any production in the offense.
Yeah.
So you'd sit there and all of a sudden, you know, as a pitcher, you had to make sure if they scored one run, you were hosed because the Mariners weren't going to give any, going to give you any help.
That is so true. So true. So sad. Sticking with sports and speaking of sad.
Yes.
Did you see that former Seahawk running back Alex Collins passed away yesterday?
Yeah, I see they finally came back to and said it was a motorcycle accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was curious, you know, that CTE, when you hear stuff like that, that shit scares me.
Yeah.
Not that death's good either way, right? But so many times with that CTE, it's they normally do something bad before they take their own life.
You know what's interesting too is actually the perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
August 15th, 2012.
Today. 11 years ago today. See, I knew we were talking about him for a reason.
Yeah.
Knew we were talking about him for a reason. So, yeah, super sad deal with Alex Collins.
Yes.
Especially 28 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, there's so many people on the team. I mean, talk about, like, everybody on the team was talking about what a great guy he was and everything like that. And it's just, even Baltimore, because he went over to the Ravens after he left here, and all every teammates, like, he was one of the best guys, great to deal with, great to talk to. Yeah
I saw that out, it was super bum deal yesterday. You know, sadly, I mean, that shit happens. Oh, there it is, motorcycle crash. Yeah that's a bum deal there. Death too, right? Russell Wilson's career. Did you see that's dying?
What?
I know it's preseason, but God, he looks horrible.
Oh, I didn't even see the freaking preseason. I heard it was bad though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've been catching just tidbits. You know, it's preseason. I don't care a whole lot, but I do find it funny. Our boy, Mr. Pig, God, he cracks me up. He cracks me up so much.
Yeah.
Last week's game, he was selling his ticket. Who'd they play last week?
Last week they were. No, they played. God, who did they play? I watched the game. It was a great game. I don't remember.
You didn't watch it that well.
I mean, I did. It was great. I really like Bobo.
I kept hearing Bobo that on the radio. Vikings. Guy. They play the Vikings.
Yes. But Bobo is my new favorite guy. I mean, he was awesome.
But so last week, Vikings, Pickett selling his tickets $30 a piece.
Yeah.
This week, Cowboys, a little more popular, $70.
Yeah.
Oh, it just cracks me up. It just cracks me up.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I want to see what Wilson's going to do this year, though. So,
fucking nothing.
Because, I mean, Sean Payton is going to – I don't think Sean Payton is going to put up with it. He's already, like, got rid of, like – because what I think Wilson had his own special coach and a bunch of other stuff, and Sean Payton walked in and said, yeah, none of that's happening here.
Yeah. His own little office in the locker room, and so fucking hot and gross in here. Holy shit.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, so, anywho, I thought that was, made me laugh. He makes me laugh every year. At least one game with his ticket prices makes me fucking laugh every year.
It's one thing I can say is I will never become a Dallas fan. I'm always going to hate Dallas, so.
Well, you're moving there, not me.
No, actually, I'm moving to Houston. So, but I'm not going to become a Houston fan. I've spent my entire life rooting for a losing team. I'm not going to start again. So,
it's not really starting again, you know.
I mean, the Seahawks are doing good now. I mean, we spent how many years with the Seahawks being in the gutter?
Well, we have a couple good years, and then a decade in the gutter, and then a couple good years, and then a decade in the gutter.
Decade in the gutter. But we were still fans. I mean, I already told Amber, once we get there, I'm putting up a freaking Seahawks flag in my yard.
You know, we had a couple good years in the 80s under Chuck Knox where we were in the playoffs. Game away from the Super Bowl. We lost to Oakland in the AFC Championship game. You know, and then went tits up all through the early 90s, well into the mid-90s. And then Holmgren came in. And we got a couple more playoffs when we went to the Super Bowl in 05. And then some duds. And then Carroll came in. And we took that 7-9 team to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then we had that heartbreaking loss to Atlanta in the, I think it was the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
And then we came back the next year and won the Super Bowl. Then we went to the Super Bowl, and we don't talk about that Super Bowl.
No.
And then we dwindled a little bit, you know, while they were retooling the team. Not horribly, but
yeah.
Just enough that us old fans remembered what it was like, and just enough that just long enough we didn't lose the new fans.
Yeah,
it's so fucking hot in here.
It sounds like it.
I literally just had drops drop from my shorts onto my heel.
Oh, yikes.
And I'm sitting, people. That's the back of my knee sweat. Or it's my ass sweat coming off my chair.
It's the ass sweat just running down your leg and dripping on you.
Oh, my fucking God.
You're just losing weight while we're doing this.
Please fit pants. Please fit pants. Please fit pants.
That's what it is. You're just trying to freaking get that weight on so you can get those fucking shorts on.
So I thought about it, right? I thought about, like, doing the old wrestling weight cut or fighting weight cut type deal.
Yeah.
Not as extreme because, let's be honest, I don't have the dedication. But doing sauna after my... I've been doing a half hour at the gym every day on a 4 incline, 3 speed, 25 minutes. And then we've been doing 100 crunches, shit like that.
Yeah.
But I thought about, you know, the old sauna and sweating it out. And then I was like, you know, I could do that all the way up until Monday, which is the day before I leave. And then get up, go to the airport Tuesday. And then we have a big dinner Tuesday night. You know, let's say Monday, mm-hmm. I cut enough weight that I get those things buttoned. And then we had that big dinner and drinking Tuesday night, big dinner and drinking Wednesday night. And then Thursday, I got to go try to squeeze my fat ass into those shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going to end well.
No.
It's going to be hilarious to talk about afterwards. But
that's why I'm not doing it. That's why I already said I'm going to go buy something else.
Yeah, no. What color did you get?
That green.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some bright green shorts that might match. I mean, they're basketball shorts, but they're like fluorescent green.
That's all I can find in green are fucking basketball shorts. Yeah. I can't. That's why I ordered that online, because I couldn't find anything in store.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I just farted.
And it was wet, Biff, of the sweat, wasn't it?
Yes. It bubbled. Fuck me. God.
Yikes. Oh, so did you watch the preseason game?
No. I'll be completely honest with you. Like I said, I was sick. Totally forgot I was fucking on.
I will tell you, so far, my favorite player, like new player, is Jake Bobo.
Yeah, I've heard that name a lot on sports radio, on regular radio channels.
He caught one of the touchdown passes and did really good, but he's like an undrafted, like nobody. So,
so much luck with those guys though.
Yeah. That was Baldwin, wasn't it?
Baldwin, yep. I didn't see who it was.
Steve Largent.
No, Largent was drafted by the Houston Oilers.
Oh, he was. He was just late, wasn't he?
Yeah. That was back when the draft had like 16 rounds.
That's right.
So he would have been, I don't think he would have been drafted, because I think it was like the 8th or 9th round, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see.
4th round.
Oh, okay. So he would have been drafted.
He was 4th round, so 117th by Houston Oilers.
Let's see. Undrafted NFL stars. Let's just see. James Harrison was one. Antonio Gates. Your boy Kurt Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Moon. Your boy Tony Romo.
Got it.
You're moving there. Wes Welker, John Randall, Adam Vinatieri. Kickers undrafted. Come on now.
Yeah.
Priest Holmes, Rod Smith, Arian Foster. That was a big one. Jeff Saturday. I didn't realize that. They do not have Doug Baldwin on that list. This is the NFL.com top 30 list now. Let me just see. So I saw a clip today from, I think it was from NFL Network, and they were picking their most underrated players in history, and somebody did pick Baldwin.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like, nationally, yep. Like, we saw it here, right? That what the dude could do was just fucking amazing.
He was an American former Friday that I spent his entire 8-year career with Seahawks and National Football League, played a college football player, Stanford Cardinals, and was signed by the Seahawks as an undrafted free agent in 2011.
Yeah.
Time leader in team receptions and receiving yards.
They got a
second
lot of
touchdowns.
A lot of linemen on this list.
Yeah, two Pro Bowls, and one, of course, won the Super Bowl over Denver.
He had touchdown catches in both Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Antonio Gates is only number 14, and he was one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history.
Oh yeah.
They have Tony Romo ranked ahead of him.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Romo ever do? I mean,
he won as many Super Bowls as the tight end, except he's supposed to win more because he's a quarterback.
I mean,
Warren Moon was number 4, and Kurt Warner's number 1, but Doug Baldwin didn't make NFL.com's top 30 either.
Hmm.
So, Shame. Shame, shame, shame. You know what's a fun football podcast to listen to? Is the KJ Wright one. He's always bringing
I've been wanting to read that one.
Yeah, he's bringing in a lot of these old players and stuff, and it's pretty funny. It's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't know that. That Baldwin was originally number 15.
Yeah, when he first came in.
He was 15, but he let Matt Flynn have it.
Matt Flynn. The $10 million man who never played a down for us.
Nope.
You got to hand it to Matt Flynn. The dude had one game to let, was it Rodgers or Favre? I think it was Rodgers. To let Rodgers have a break because the playoffs are already wrapped up.
Yep.
And so he played one game. He threw for like 500 yards, had a comeback against the, I think it was the shitty Detroit Lions. And the next year he made $10 million.
Yep.
Oh, my. I'm going to throw up.
Why? The heat?
I feel like Preston Lacy in Jackass in that sweatsuit when Steve-O's drinking his sweat. Yeah. And it's my own sweat, and it's like pouring down my lip. Fucking gross. Good God. I can feel the glue in my teeth like melting down my gums. Blah. Yeah. Fucking gross.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking gross. So football's going to be exciting this year. Again.
It is.
Although.
It is, I'm seeing the wide receivers that we have. We've got some good wide receivers. So it's going
to
be good.
Although I don't think anybody wants to be saying that. Because I'm pretty sure if you rewind the episodes and go back to the beginning of baseball season, you were going to hear me talk about how excited I am for the Mariners this year because of what they did last year and how young the team is. And
yeah, but their youth has shown.
Dude, our best hitter is like batting 268.
Yeah.
You know.
How many guys have we got below the Mendoza line?
They had to make a new Mendoza line just to keep people above it.
Yeah, they're going to change the name of the Mendoza line to the Mariners. The Mariners line.
Yeah, it's... And they had that nice little win streak, and then they lost, what, 2 or 3 to Baltimore over the weekend?
No.
So...
The biggest problem with the Mariners is they've always done this. They do just good enough to keep you... And this is what they did over the years of not making the playoffs, just enough to keep you like interested because they could.
Yeah.
If every card played just right, they could still make the playoffs, but then somehow they fuck it up.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's really what it comes down to, too. That's really what it comes down to. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Did you see that crazy Russian MiG-22 crash?
No.
So there's a retired MiG-22 that they use for air shows here in the States, and they were doing an air show in Michigan. And there's a bunch of people out in boats watching it. And this MiG goes, and you see like this black plume of smoke come out of the back, and it kind of goes past the tree as they're filming, and it gets around the tree, and all of a sudden you see both pilots eject. Fucking plane veers off left and just crashes in the forest. Luckily nobody died, but it was the, I'm telling you, man, watching it, it was something right out of like Top Gun. And it really made me think of it with it being a MiG-22. You're just like, what the? Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, it's a MiG-23. I'm sorry. 29 seconds. Here we go.
shows the moment two people were ejected from a plane right before it crashed during an air show in Michigan. This happened today in Belleville, just outside Detroit. Officials say the plane crashed into the parking lot of an apartment complex. The two people in the plane were taken to the hospital and were told they're doing okay. No one else was hurt. The Federal Aviation Administration is now investigating.
Watch breaking news on YouTube.
Yeah, crazy.
So it landed in the parking lot of an apartment complex?
Yeah.
Could you imagine trying to talk to your insurance and explain that one?
I'm telling you right now, if I lived anywhere close to that, I got four dings and shit in my windshield, and I'd be claiming it.
I could just imagine though, all of a sudden it's like, oh hey,
you're never gonna believe what happened. So there's this MiG-23, right? It explodes over my car.
Yeah,
it must have been trying to do the Top Gun inverted bird flip, but yeah. See any
smashes on your car? Yeah, that'd be bad.
See any newer movies?
I haven't. I haven't gone out to see any. I mean, we watched The Jerk yesterday.
I watched.
That's not really new.
I watched Puss in Boots, The Final Wish, or The Final Life, or whatever it is.
We watched that in theaters months ago.
No, I saw it on, I think it was Netflix.
And what'd you think? I loved it.
It was funny. Yeah.
It was good. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I liked it. And then oddly enough, I turned that off and I just went to, I was flipping through live channels and Shrek 2 had just started 20 minutes before. And I was like, well, we're watching that now too.
Yep. Got to keep it going.
So, I've always liked, they kind of got corny, the Shrek movies, after, real bad after the third one. But Shrek 2 is one of my, I like that sequel better than the original Shrek.
Yeah, I do too. I thought they did much better with the sequel.
But that's when you have the introduction to Puss in Boots and, you know, some of the characters that became mainstays.
Yeah, and I think that was one of those things with that one. Is I think that was the problem with the first one. It was just the four or five characters, and that was it. And the second one, they brought in everybody else. And they had all those great characters pop in where, you know, I mean, the gingerbread man, you see a little bit in the first one, but he really doesn't, you know, do good until they really come out to the second one. Pinocchio.
It still cracks me up, the Pinocchio scene when they're trapped. Tell a lie.
What?
Like you're wearing girls' underpants.
I'm not.
that whole scene cracks me up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I loved about that, because they really, I think on that one is when they really push the envelope of saying, okay, we're going to really push to the idea that we're going to make jokes that are going to go over the kids' heads, but it's going to get the parents.
Yep. Yep. And Donkey and Dragon's babies crack me up. You know, John Cleese as Fiona's father.
Yes.
I mean, you can't go wrong when you put John Cleese in anything.
No. John Cleese is a genius.
Yeah. So, nope. That's about the newest thing. I watched a lot of on Saturday. I don't think I ever turned it off of Animal Planet type shit.
Yeah, that was always good to watch.
So, it's if I was dozing off, I didn't lose anything. I didn't miss anything. You know, I don't have to go back and rewatch the episode. Because the penguins jumped in the water, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was awake, kept my focus on it and good to go.
Yeah.
So, yep, nothing new. I do have Happy Season 2 downloaded for my flights next week.
You will love it. It was, and I can't believe like last time when you're like, oh yeah, I found this great show. I'm like, dude, I watched that like 2 years ago. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Love Happy.
Yeah. I'm super pumped for the next one. And that's why I didn't watch it this weekend, even though, like I said, I was on the couch all weekend, is because I didn't want to doze off and miss anything.
Oh yeah. No.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Yeah. You mean on the plane?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care about that at all. Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck them. So.
Fuck all right. Can't take a joke.
Well, good luck with possibly getting offers on your place.
I'm hoping.
It's
This is the one piece of like the whole thing that's not coming into place is this one. Everything else fell into place like actually sooner than it was supposed to. But.
Well, yeah, and it's tough. It's not a seller's market right now.
No, I think we were about a month too late. If we would have gone a month earlier, we probably would have had better luck. But
I know a family friend of mine, Terry. She's selling her place, and she's had three offers, and all three of them they've withdrawn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's tough out there.
Yeah, we've dropped it down quite a bit. So we're actually at this point. Where the price is right now, we've actually dropped it at $50,000.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those things. I don't know if I told you, basically, we have a house already in line in Texas.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Yeah. But it's all contingent on us selling this one. So if we don't sell this, we pretty much lose the one in Texas. So, but it's a brand new, like brand new built.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, and 3/4 acre. It's actually 200 square feet bigger than this place, all one level, beautiful house. So for
the majority of houses down there are all one level due to hurricanes and
yeah, but yeah, and it's a 369.
Okay.
For the house, so
the one you're buying or the one, not the one you're selling, right?
Not the one I'm selling, no, the one we're buying.
And that's what I thought.
Yeah, 3/4 acre, corner lot. It's a beautiful house, but yeah. But if this turd doesn't sell, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I'm glad I'm not at that stage of life yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
So.
No kids, no nothing in the house. Yeah.
Yeah. No lights either? Is that why you're in the dark?
No, because I did this the other day on something else. Because I started when it was light out, so I didn't turn the light on in here when I walked in, but the light switch is all the way across the room.
Oh.
So I can't reach it. So, yeah, like I said, it was light when we started, but as the sun's setting, of course, it gets darker. And yeah.
Yeah.
The room gets dark.
Yeah. Well, all right. I got to go take a shower. I'm fucking gross.
You're already wet, though.
Yeah, but not with what I want to be wet with.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, go take a shower.
Like, I feel like I'm giving myself a golden shower. That's what I feel like. I feel like my pores are pissing on me.
Ew. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
So many levels.
All right, guys. Next week, I'm in LA all week. So.
Yeah.
It looks like we're off again, and then we could be off again because you're moving.
Well, no, we should
be moving.
Could be. If everything goes the way it's supposed to for, like, I got a job down there. And right now, as of right now, they want me to start on the 5th. So basically, I would be driving down over Labor Day. But Amber wouldn't be coming down for at least another 2 to 3 weeks after.
Okay.
Because this would have to sell before we can buy the other house. So it gets all weird.
Yeah.
But because of work, I may be down there early.
So a week on, week off type thing, or could be a little longer, but we'll make it back.
We'll make it back. We'll make it work.
So
this show isn't going anywhere.
All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you later.